Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Nancy Dittmer with the Marion County Rural History Buffs about an upcoming event. There's going to be a little presentation for Rural History Buffs coming up at Peachtree Brewing. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm Nancy Dittmer with the Rural History Buffs of Marion County, and we are going to do an event at the Peachtree Brewery here in Knoxville Tuesday night, the 19th. It will be from 7 to 9 p.m. We will have refreshments. All of the drinks can be purchased at the Peachtree Brewery. It should be a fun night, and we hope everyone can come.
All right, let's talk about why it's important that you think people should learn about this information, because, like you said, it's not just for rural history buffs. It's kind of important to know the area's history as well, correct?
Yes, and that's why the Rural History Buffs came about, was because of all the forgotten history from the past, all the old schools that were closed, the Red Rock Line. Throughout the county, if you notice the brown signs, they were put up there by the history buffs, and families can purchase those and through the Rural History Buffs. And we have a website, www.ruralhistorybuffs.org.
Let's say I wanted to get involved with the Rural History Buffs for Marion County here. How would I go about doing that?
First of all, we have a membership. A yearly membership, or you can also do a lifetime membership. Come to the History Buffs story night, and we will have membership forms there for anyone to join. And the meetings are the third Thursday morning at the Extension office in Knoxville at 10 o'clock. And it's an open meeting. Anyone is welcome. We talk about what we're going to do in the future for either more signs or more events that we put on. This year we are putting on the story night rather than having a bus tour that we have been having in the fall. There's always places to see in Marion County. There's also a list of where the signs are for the past historical sites. If you go to the website, you will find those there. We have a lot of fun. It's a great group of people. The first story night they had is how I got involved. We went, it was a beautiful night. They had a huge crowd, and I was invited to the next meeting. And so I went just to see what it was like. And I just had so much fun that my family join the Rural History Buffs of Marion County.
Give me one thing that maybe people should know about Marion County that maybe a lot of people don't know, just to try and entice them maybe to come to this meeting. And maybe they won't find out about it then, but they can do some research and find out about it now.
Right. I think a lot of it is focused on some of the old schools that were once there and before all the consolidation and in the area. And throughout the state, actually. Some of the schools, the buildings are still there, a few, but most of them are just signs on county roads. But we have a lot of fun, and the Red Rock Line is one thing. It's where before the western part of Iowa was opened, there was what they call the Red Rock Line that divided the state, and on one side was settled by the white settlers, and on the other side it was still Native Americans.
That is a really cool story. I did not know that. So, all right, one final time, the details on the meeting for Rural History Buffs to learn a little bit about some maybe of the forgotten things coming up at Peachtree Brewery.
Okay, the story night is Tuesday night, June 19th from 7 to 9 at the Peachtree Brewery here in Knoxville, and we are going to have a story about Columbia, a family in Bussey, and how they ended up in Bussey as they crossed in a covered wagon, the Red Rock State Park that didn't happen, family letters from Durham, Clay Township Fair, the Welsh Pottery, and how the Peachtree Brewery got its name. All are welcome to this event, all the way from senior citizens, clear through young people. We really started this. They really started this to inform young people of the history of Marion County.
Thanks to Nancy Dittmer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.